The program, called MCVI, was originally passed as part of the Affordable Care Act, but unlike the health care law, this program has wide bipartisan support. MCVI funds home visiting programs for families in need. Chris Perry is the executive director of the First 5 Years Fund, a nonprofit that works to increase federal investments in early learning programs.
Parents, particularly with really young children, particularly if it's their first child, are in a really new and sometimes difficult time in their life. And they don't always have a caregiver, friend, parent, neighbor who can give them advice and support.
Perry says home visiting programs can provide that support, often by teaching parents how to care for their children.
Home visiting is the perfect place to deliver information, but it's also a great way to encourage families to seek other supports and services, such as nutrition programs, reading programs, early education or preschool programs, so you can start getting the parent ready for these other supports that the family's going to need.
Education advocates say those early years shouldn't be ignored. Ruth Saxton is an assistant professor of early childhood education at Georgia State University. During a March interview, Saxton said brain and language development and social and emotional skills are all formed early on.
These are years not to be wasted and waiting till formal schooling, but really making sure that the care and education received supports their needs and development so that later schooling builds on those foundations.
MCVI funding was scheduled to end in September. Congress extended it through March of 2015. Martha Dalton, WABE News.